We're excited to be back here once again to talk about how to answer Bible objections.
非常高兴，非常兴奋，回来再一次，我们可以研究如何回答圣经问题中的这些反对的问题。
Many times people can ask difficult questions, and how should we answer them?
很多时候人们问我们的问题是非常难回答的，我们如何回答他们呢？
I want to give you today some principles to follow when people ask those hard questions.
今天我要给你一些原则，如何跟随。
Before we begin, let's invite God's presence to be with us once more.
我们开始前面，我们先做个祷告，邀请上帝与我们同在。
Father in heaven, we thank you once again so much that we can be gathered here together.
天父上帝，我们再一次感谢你，我们能聚集在这里。
Lord, these are tools that we desperately need.
这些是我们非常需要的工具。
We need to understand how to have win souls for you.
我们需要了解如何为你赢得生灵。
We ask your presence to be with us one more time.
我们要求你的存在与我们同在。
We seek understanding and wisdom from heaven.
我们要的是属天的这些智慧和了解。
And as we learn more about how to win souls, I pray that you will increase our burden, our desire for souls.
你当我们学习如何赢得生灵。 请让我们对这个生灵的负担越来越大。
I ask this in Jesus' name.
因为我们奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen. I remember once I was in a Bible study.
我记得有一次我在查经课的时候。
And the person I was with was actually leading out the Bible study.
我在和那外一个人，有一个人其实在领导，不是我。
And as we studied with this other person, the subject was very new for them.
所以当我在与他们研究的时候。
They had many questions.
他们有很多的问题。
There were many things that they didn't understand.
他们不了解很多事情。
And there were many things that they disagreed with.
而他们与很多项目不同意。
And so at one point, the person that was receiving the Bible study said, I just can't agree with this.
所以有一次这个，到一个时候，那个查，接受查经的学生。
And my friend leading the Bible study, he said, well, what do you mean by that?
我的朋友就问你什么意思啊?
He said, there's so many things that don't seem to be clear to me.
他就说很多事情对我来说不是很这么清楚。And
so they began to discuss those issues.
所以他们开始研究，开始讨论这些事件。And
the more they discussed them, the more they got frustrated.
他们越讨论，他们就越感到这烦躁。After
a few minutes, the one man's voice got a little bit louder.
几分钟后，一个人的声量开始提高了一点。And
so my friend got louder.
所以我朋友也会大声一点。And
then the other man got louder.
另外一个男士又大声一点。And
then my friend got louder.
我朋友又再大声一点。And
before I knew it, they were both shouting at each other.
所以不知不觉的，他们就在。
Needless to say, that man was not very pleased.
不需要说，你也知道，那个男士当然不是很开心。
And he didn't want to do Bible studies anymore.
而他不要再查经了。
We have to be very careful.
我们需要非常小心。
When we answer people's questions.
当我们回答别人的问题的时候。
Because it's easy to become passionate about what we're sharing.
为我们对我们分享的，我们很容易感到有这种热忱。It's
very easy for a simple discussion to turn into an argument.
一个很简单的这个讨论，很容易变成一个争论。So
how do we answer objections biblically?
所以我们从圣经如何回答这些反对的问题呢？What
are some principles that we can follow when dealing with questions that people may ask?
当应付别人可能会问的问题，我们应该如何有什么原则来跟随呢？
First of all, we want to ask the question, what is an objection?
第一，我们可以说什么是这个反对?
What is a hard question?
什么是这个困难的问题?
It's simply an obstacle that people may come across as they find ideas that are different from the way they're used to thinking.
是当别人发现自己的思想与另一个思想有这种冲突的时候，这个反对就是一种障碍。
For instance, American culture thinks very differently than Chinese culture.
可能说美国的文化和华人的文化非常的不同。
In America, it's very difficult. We're not used to taking off our shoes when we go into the home.
在美国，当我们进入家里的时候，我们不习惯把鞋子脱掉。
And actually, it can be an insult to people if you take off your shoes.
如果你把鞋子脱掉，可能对别人说是一种侮辱。
Because the feet are a dirty part of the body.
我们的脚可能可以算是一个肮脏的一部分。
And to get those, get the, to bring the feet in the house can be kind of a stinky thing.
所以把你的光溜溜的脚就带进别人的家里，可能是一个非常臭的事情。
And so we're often used to wearing shoes inside the house.
所以我们很习惯在家里穿鞋子。
Of course, that's very difficult or very different here.
可是在亚洲在这里是非常不同的。
So when I came here, I had to get used to taking my shoes off every time I go inside.
所以当我来到这里，我要非常习惯的，每当进屋子里的时候要脱掉我的鞋子。
Sometimes I start to walk in the building with my shoes on. My wife says, "Eh."
有时候我走进这个啊建筑物的时候，还是穿着我的鞋子，我的太太就说不要啊。
So that became an obstacle to me.
所以这对我来说是一种障碍。
Because it's different than what I'm used to.
所以这个与我习惯的是不同的。
But can I change?
但是我可以改变吗？
Absolutely, I can change.
当然能够对吗？
I'm now beginning to get used to it.
我现在就开始习惯了。
When people have objections in a Bible study,
当别人在查经的时候有这种反对呢？
We shouldn't fear objections.
我们不需要惧怕这些反对。
We should expect them.
我们应该期待有这些反对。
As Seventh-day Adventists, we have a very beautiful but unique message.
所以福音信徒，我们一个很美妙、一个非常独特的一个信息。
We have a message from the Bible that is unlike any other message of Christianity today.
我们从圣经中的信息和很多基督教徒是不同的。
But it's also very different than what most people are used to in their life.
而且对很多人的习惯是非常的，他们会感觉到不舒服的。
So we can expect that as we present this unique, different message, that people are going to have questions, they're going to have objections.
所以当我们分享这个独特、这个不同的信息的时候，我们要期待他们会问一些反对的问题。
Rarely will people learn this message. Rarely will people...Except Jesus, rarely will they follow God by going to His church without some type of difficulty.
很少时候人呢会没有困难的进入这教会，没有很少人没有会没有困难的接受耶稣。
Just because a person may object to something.
就是一个人如果反对一件事情。
Just because they have a difficulty or a question.
就是他们有一个问题，有一个这个困难。
They have a problem with what you're sharing.
而他们与你分享的有所问题。
Does that mean that they are not interested?
代表他们没有兴趣吗？
Yes or no?
代表他们没有兴趣吗？
Not at all.
当然不是。
I used to think as a Bible worker that if somebody went against what I was sharing with them, they just weren't interested.
我曾经想过，如果有人反对我对他们说的话，可能他们是没有兴趣的。
But I found that that was not the case at all.
但是我发现这个根本不是。
But that people will have objections because, think about this.
他们反对，因为我们想想看。
If this is really the truth,
如果这个真的是真理的话，
Do you think that the devil is going to allow that person to follow the truth without giving a fight?
你觉得魔鬼会很轻易的就让那个人接受真理吗？
Not at all.
不会对吗？
He's going to put doubts in their mind.
他会把这些怀疑放进那个人的心里。
He's going to create difficulties for them.
要为他们制造这些困难。
He's going to create questions in their mind that questions everything that you're sharing with them.
在心中制造这些疑问，让他们对你每一句话都有这个疑问。
So we should expect that people are going to have objections and questions in our Bible.
所以我们要期待在查经的时候，别人会有一些反对一些问题。
So how should we really view an objection?
所以我们应该如何看待这些反对呢？
Very simply.
非常简单的。
An objection is simply a barrier that can turn into an opportunity to actually lead someone to Jesus.
这反对其实是一个障碍，可是这个障碍可以成为去到耶稣那里的一个一个石头。
For me, I love it when people have questions in my Bible study.
对我来说，在查经的时候，别人问我问题，我是非常高兴的。
I love it when they ask hard questions.
当他们问困难的问题的时候，我非常喜欢。
Because it makes me dig deeper in my own spiritual life.
会让我在我自己的属灵生活更深入的探讨。
It helps me learn the answer to questions I may not have known the answer to before.
帮助我可以去寻找，可以去了解一些问题的答案，我曾经没有想过的。
So when people ask questions, it's an opportunity for you to grow and for them to grow.
所以当别人问问题的时候，是给你成长机会，也是给他们成长机会。
So don't be afraid of questions.
所以不要害怕有这些
问题。Don't be afraid of objections.
不要害怕有这些反对。
Look at them as opportunities.
把它当作这些机会。
Because I can promise you this.
因为我可以保证你这一点。
That every question a person could ask.Or every difficulty a person could have, there's an answer somewhere in the Bible.
在圣经里，对每一个困难都有这个解答。
We can have confidence that God will present that answer to us.
我们可以有信心, 上帝会呈现这个答案给我们。
So when people ask questions, what are some things that we should know?
其实当人们问问题的时候, 我们应该知道的事情是什么呢?
I want to share with you five principles when dealing with objections.
其实当我们面对这些, 我们应付这些困难的时候, 应付这些反对的时候, 我们有五个原则。
I call them the five A's.
是五个英文的字母 A。
The first one is affirmation and agreement where possible.
第一个是如果可以的话就要肯定并且同意。
No matter what the objection may be,
可能反对是什么,
no matter if they say to you, I think that Seventh-day Adventists are a cult,
可能他们说我认为福音信徒是个邪教,
no matter how insulting they may be to you,
可能他们对你非常的有侮辱性,
it's always important that you answer in a Christ-like way.
但是你要回应要是要以基督的方式回应,
no matter how frustrated you may get with that person.
无论你与那个人有多么的烦躁,
because here's a saying we have in America.
你在美国有一句话说,
I think this could also be another Chinese proverb.
可能在华文也有这个说法,
they're full of wisdom, aren't they?
与华文, 很多时候有充满着智慧啊。
Here's what we say.
这是他们所说的。
How you say something is more important than what you say.
你如何说一句话比你说的话还重要。
How you say it many times is more important than what you say.
你如何说比起你说的话还重要。
Have you found that to be true in your life?
很多时候在你生命中你会觉得这是真实的吗?
Very important how we say something.
我们如何说一件事是非常重要的。
So we should always deal kindly and lovingly with the person.
所以我们与这个人的对待需要是友善的,非常良善的。
I remember there was this elderly lady in my church once.
我记得我的教会曾经有一个乐龄的女士。
Very, very wise woman.
非常有智慧的。
And this is what she said.
她曾经说过这句话。
She said, it could take 20 years for you to build a reputation with a person.
她说你可能要花20年与一个人建立一个所谓的名誉。
In other words, you may take you 20 years to win that person's confidence.
可能花20年来赢得那个人的信心。
Because maybe they're not a very trusting person.
可能他们不是很信靠别人的。
Or they're watching you to see whether or not you really do what you practice what you preach.
或是他们看着你是不是你有做出你所讲的。
But you can take 20 minutes to win them. Or 20 years to win them.
你可以花20年来赢得他们,
and 5 minutes to lose their confidence that you gained in 20 years.
可是5分钟内你只能让他们失去在20年内他们对你建立的信心。
Does that make sense?
是不是有道理的呢?
In other words, I could spend 20 years trying to be a Christian to that person.
可能我花20年就是 为那个人做一个基督徒的好榜样,
and in 5 minutes, I blow the whole thing.
但是5分钟内就能把一切都搞砸,
because I lose my temper.
因为我可能发脾气,
or some other problem.
可能不同的问题。
So we always have to remember that when we deal with a question, we have to do it patiently.
所以当我们记得我们在回应一个问题的时候，我们要有耐心。
Not like my friend,
不是像我的朋友一样,
who got louder and louder.
可能越来越大声。
It's very easy to do that.
很简单的就能这样子做。
Because especially when we know that we're right,
因为当我们知道我们是对的时候,
and my friend used the excuse,
我朋友就给这个借口,
he said, well, they were getting louder, so in order for them to hear me, I had to get louder too.
我们就说,因为他们讲更大声, 我要让他们听到我, 我就讲更大声了。
But that's not very justifiable, is it?
那个真的是没有什么意思的，对吗?
So the second thing you want to remember is to always affirm them in what they say.
第二件事就是每次都要肯定他们所说的话。
They say something like, you know, they may ask you a question, well, why do you think that everyone else is wrong who keeps Sunday and you're the only one that's right to keep Saturday?
可能他们问的问题是，哦，你为什么认为你唯有其他人都守星期日，为什么只有你们这么小组的人守星期日是星期六是对的？
I always affirm them in their question.
我每次就所谓的给他们这种肯定。
That's a very good question. I'm so glad you asked.
这肯定就是说，跟他们说，哦，这是一个好问题，我很高兴你问了。
Or I say, you know what? The question you just asked me is great because it shows me that you're a great student of the Bible.
你所说的问题是非常好的，因为这证明了你对圣经的了解有蛮深的认识。It
shows me that you're on top of things.
告诉我你真的是真的了解事情。
Not many people ask that question.
很少人问这个问题。
I can tell because of the manner of your question, you're a smart person. You know your Bible. You're a good student. So always affirm your person. Now don't do it so much that you sound fake. Not everything that they say, you have to say, wow, that was a great comment.
不是每一句话你说他们说的，你都要说哇，很好啊。
Hey, the smart guy does it again.
哇，你又很聪明啊。
Be realistic.
当然是要实在的。
But the point is always be positive with that person.
但是重点是要给这个正面的回答。
Your success will not depend so much on your knowledge and accomplishments as upon your ability to find your way to the heart.
你的成功不是建立于你的知识或者你的成就，而是看
We've read that statement many times.
我们读了这个摘录很多次。
You know, there's been many times I've been in Bible studies.
有很多次我在这些查经班中。
And you know, sometimes there are these particular kind of people that they just like to argue.
有时候有这种人, 他们很喜欢跟你争论。
And they will say something just to draw you into an argument. They may not even believe what they're telling you. But they just want to argue. Have you met people like that? You know what I'm talking about? So annoying. And I used to fall for their trap. They would say this or that, and then I would say the opposite. And I would say, no, you're not right. That's wrong. Let me show you. And then they would just keep on and on. And then all of a sudden it hit me. They are just doing this to get on my nerves. They're just trying to irritate me. So I don't fall for it anymore. You always want to try to disarm them. They'll make that provoking comment. Well, you know, I don't see how you can possibly be right about the Sabbath.
可能他们不要帮他们说，哦，我觉得，嗯，你不可能对安息日是对的。
Everybody else keeps Sunday.
别人都说啊，星期日啊。
And I know that they're doing it just to provoke me.
他们说这种攻击性的话的时候，就代表着他们啊，在想要让你被激怒。
So I looked at them, I say, man, you're so smart.
所以我看着他们，我就说，哦，你真的很聪明。
I can tell that you're a bright guy.
你是一个非常聪明的人。
And when I say that, their tone changes.
当我这样说的时候，他们的声调就改变了。
And they get very friendly with me because I've said something positive about them.
可能他们就对我很友善，因为我对他们说了这些好话嘛。
It'll work every time.
每一次都会成功。
All right, the second point you want to remember.
第二点是,
is attention.
Listen
to what they're saying. You may learn something about their objection. It's the only real way to diagnose what they're really saying. You know, the problem with most marriages is communication. I may say something to my wife. And I mean one thing. But she hears something else.
Have
you ever had that experience? Now everything she says, I hear perfectly. I never have a problem understanding her. You believe that?
你相信吗?
I wouldn't either if I were you.
我是你的话我也不相信。
Most of the time it's me that's not hearing what she's saying.
很多时候我根本不了解她所说的话。
But what's the problem? Why is it I rarely hear what she's saying?
为什么我很少听见她或了解她说的话呢?
No, she'll say, take out the garbage.
她说把垃圾倒出去吧。
And I think to myself, take out the garbage tomorrow.
我就对我自己说，哦，明天才倒垃圾。
She says, you know, take the dog out.
他说,
and I think to myself, oh, I can take the dog out in one or two more hours.
我就对我自己说,
and then she says, the lunch will be ready in 30 minutes.
他说,
and all I hear is, the lunch is ready.
我听到是午餐好了。
And so I go and say, where's the food?
所以我就去那边，我就说食物呢。
And she says, she just shakes her head.
她就在那边摇头。
She says, while you're here, you can go ahead and help me.
诶，她说既然你来了，你就帮我吧。
So the problem is miscommunication, right?
所以问题是沟通不良，对吗？
We don't often hear each other.
很多时候我们不听对方。
Well, the truth is we hear each other, but we don't really listen.
问题是我们听到了，可是我们真的不理解。
We need to really understand what people are saying.
我们真的要聆听，真的要理解别人所说的话。
I've been in a Bible study where someone would say, ask me a question.
我在查经的时候，可能有人在问我这个问题。
Or they would make a statement.
或者他们说一句话。
And I would think that I knew exactly what they were saying.
我就认为我知道他们所说的话。
And then I would talk for 20 minutes.
然后我就讲20分钟的话。
Give them all the answers.
给他们所有的答案。
Telling them everything they wanted to know.
告诉他们他们应该要知道的事。
And then it just so happens that that's not what they were really asking me.
可是其实那个不是他们在问我的问题。
And they let me go on, but then they say, now that you've said all that, can you answer my question?
但是他们还是让我继续讲，然后我讲完，他们就说，哦，你回答，你讲了这些，你可以回答我问题了吗？
Is that embarrassing?
是不是让你感到很害羞的吗？很羞耻的吗？
So how can we know exactly what they're asking?
所以我们怎么能真正的了解他们所问我们的问题呢？
It can save us a lot of time and a lot of even arguments.
给我们省下很多时间，省下很多的这些争论。
Very simply this.
很简单的。
I say to them.
我跟他们说。
When they ask me a question.
当他们问我问题的时候。
I ask them, I say, let me make sure I understand what you're asking me.
我就跟他们说，让我更加的了解，或者让我知道我是真正的明白了你的问题。
Are you asking this? And then I'll say what I think they're asking.
你问的是这个吗？我就会说出我认为他们在问的问题。
Or let me make sure I understand.
或者我就让我确定我了解。
So then I'll repeat what I think they said.
我就重复我认为他们所问的问题。
Many times when I do that.They say, no, that's not what I said.
很多时候回答我这样子说的时候，他们说不是，不是我问的问题。
And then they explain it more fully.
他们就更加完整的解释。
But if you will repeat back what they asked you, it will make things much easier.
但是如果你只是要重复他们问你的问题，事情就更加容易了。
Your eye and body language is very important.
你的眼神还有你肢体语言对他们来说是很重要的。
Even if you're getting frustrated with that person, you have to be so careful not to reveal that.
如果你非常跟那个人感到非常厌烦、烦躁的话，可是你的肢体、你的表情不应该透露出来。
You know, when I get frustrated and I'm sitting down, I start shaking my knee real fast.
然后烦躁的时候，我感到厌烦的时候，我就开始摇我的脚。
And even if I'm on the opposite end of the table from my wife, she knows when I shake my knee.
就算我在桌子的另一端，我摇脚的时候，他也知道。
Because when I shake my knee, the whole table starts shaking.
所以当我摇脚的时候，整个桌子在摇。
Even if I'm not touching the table.
就算我没有动到桌子也是一样。
And it shakes almost like it shakes the whole house.
可能像有地震一样。
And she knows it, and she'll go.
她知道了，她就会跟我。
When she makes that noise, I know what she means.
当她做出这个声音的时候，我就知道什么意思。
Stop it.
就是不要再做了。
And so in the Bible study, you may have some type of body language.
在查经的时候，你可能有一些肢体语言。
You may run your hand through your head like this when you get frustrated.
在你烦躁的时候，你会把头弄你头发一下。
You may start twirling your hair.
可能你开始一直玩你的头发。
You may grit your teeth.
可能你自己咬牙切齿。
You may sit like this.
可能你这样子做。
You got to be careful.
你要非常的小心。
Because body language many times is just as strong as the tone of your voice.
因为很多时候肢体语言跟你讲话的声调是非常有也有一样的重要性。
And here's the problem.
而问题在此。
Is that most of the time we are right.
很多时候我们是对的。
Did you know that?
你知道吗？
At most of the time, we are right about the situation.
很多时候我们对那个情况是对的。
But let me ask you something.
但是让我问你一个问题。
Was Jesus right?
耶稣是对的吗？
He was always right, wasn't he?
他当然是一致的，都是对的，对吗？
Yet he always maintained perfect patience with people.
但他每次与别人有这个完整的这个耐心。
Did you know that?
知道吗？
True humility.
真正的这个谦卑
True composure
真正的这个冷静
is being able to contain yourself even when you're right.
就算你自己是对的，你还是要能够控制你自己。
That's a great temptation. Because all Jesus' life, all the years he walked on this earth, he was right. And yet he allowed people to humiliate him. And we should also have the same attitude. Be patient and kind.
我们要有耐心,
pay attention to what people say. Notice the statement from the book Testimonies, Volume 9.
我们看看这个教会箴言卷九,
it says, often as you seek to present the truth, opposition will be aroused. The devil is angry. He tries to arouse anger in that other person. Notice this. She says, but if you seek to meet the opposition with an argument, you will only multiply it.
但是如果你要以一个辩论来与这个反对的时候，你只会倍增这个争论。
And that you cannot afford to do.
而这是你不能做的。
Angels of God are watching you, and they know how to impress those whose opposition you refuse to meet with an argument.
上帝的天使在看着你，而且他们会让你知道如何应付这些要跟你争吵的人。
In other words, she says this.
就是说,
when you are tempted to argue with someone,
当你有这个诱惑要与别人争论的时候,
remember that an argument will never win anyone.
要记得你争论的时候你根本赢不到什么人。
You can argue all day with them and in the end you will lose a friend.
你可以一直跟他们争吵，你失去了只是一个朋友。
You may win the argument, but you lose that friend's confidence.
你可以赢得争论，可是你失去了那朋友对你的信心。
And we can go into a Bible study and we can use a machine gun and just pin people to the wall with all the right texts.
我们可以进入别人的家里，进入查经的时候，我们用这个属灵的机关枪，就用这些圣经章节把人射到墙壁。
We can push the Sabbath down their throat. And when we leave, they will know that we're right.
当我们离开的时候，他们知道，哦，这个人是对的。
But we will have failed in the most important thing, and that is to reflect Christ to that person.
但是我们失败在最重要的事上，就是反映出耶稣的品格。
And they won't care how right you are if your attitude isn't right.
如果你的态度不对的话，他们不管你有多对。
So she says, before you are tempted to argue with someone, remember that angels of God are watching you.
所以当你在与别人争吵之前，记得上帝的天使在看着我们。
And that they know how to impress that person to choose the right thing.
而他们知道如何给这个争吵的人这个印象，如何做正确的事。
Remember the feel, felt, found principle.
记得那个感觉到还有找到的这个原则。
Someone says, I don't understand this.
有人说我不了解。
I can't accept this.
我不能接受。
This is different than what I've always learned, what I've always been taught.
这与我一直学习的是不同的。
I often say to them this.
我很多时候对他们这样说。
I can understand how you feel.
我可以了解你的心情。
I have also felt this way when I found this out.
我曾经感觉过这样的心情。
When I learned about the Sabbath, I felt horrible about it.
当我学习到安息日的时候，我感觉到非常的不好。
I felt like there was no way that I could do this.
似乎我没有办法能够守安息日。
You know, many others have felt the same way you do right now.
你知道很多人跟你有同样过的经验吗？
But this is what I found.
但是这是我发现到的。
But as I choose to follow Jesus,
当我选择接受跟随耶稣的时候,
He opens all the doors for me.
他会打开所有的门。
And I found true peace in just following Him.
而跟随他，我就找到真正的平安。
Anytime someone starts getting upset, use the feel, felt, found principle.
当有人开始有这种不开心的这种心情的时候，就要用这个感觉过，还有这个找到的原则。
It will disarm their anger and their upset.
欲望会让他们的这个愤怒啊，和他们不开心的心情消退。
Because you're sympathizing with them.
为你与他们有这个同情。
You're understanding where they come from.
你在了解他们的处境。
Now you got to be careful about something.
当然你要小心一点。
You cannot say to the person, I know exactly how you feel.
你不能对他说，哦，我完全的知道你的感觉。
Because that is very dangerous.
因为那是非常危险的。
Let me tell you a story about this.
我要告诉你一个故事。
Once I was going door to door.
有一次我去挨家挨户的去每一家每一户的去敲门。
And I knew I shouldn't do this, but for some reason I did it anyway.
我知道我不应该做，可是不知道为什么我 才是去做。
I met this lady who was taking care of her very sick daughter.
我遇到一个女士，她在照顾她的生病的女儿。
Her daughter was only 15 and she was dying at home.
她女儿已经才15岁，可是已经就在家里在要过世了。
There was nothing the doctors could do for her.
医生什么都不能做。
And as I talked with this woman,
而当我跟这个女士交谈的时候
she was very cold, very unfriendly.
她非常的冷漠，非常的不友善。
And she said, my daughter lays in bed.
她说我的女儿就在床病床上。
She's so sick and she's dying.
她几乎要病死了。
Where is God when I need him?
然后我需要上帝的时候，上帝在哪？
And I said to her,
我就对她说
I know how you feel.
我知道你的感受。
And she looked me in the eye.
她这样看着我。
And she said, no, you don't.
她说你不知道。
And then it hit me.
然后我就了解了。
And I said, you know what? You're right. I don't know how, exactly how you feel.
我就说，其实我不是真的很了解你的感受。
But I've had friends and loved ones who've also been sick and in that same position, and I can similarly understand what you're dealing with.
但是我曾经有过朋友、亲人有在这种病床上几乎死掉的这种情况。
So I ended up talking with her, and she became more friendly, and she actually accepted Bible studies.
所以我就与她慢慢的交谈，然后就跟。我们就更加的友善。之后，他接受了这个查经。
But instead of telling someone I know exactly how you feel, you might want to say I can understand that you must be very frustrated about this.
可能不是说我完全的了解我你的心情，可能你可以对他说，我理解你可能对这件事感到烦躁。
I can understand how this must be very hard for you.
我可以了解这个对你来说是非常困难的。
Don't say I know exactly how you feel.
不要说我完全知道你的感受。
You can say I understand that, or I understand that I felt very similarly. I'm trying to think of the word.
你可以说哦，我可有过同样的感受，类似的。
So be careful how you word it.
所以要非常清楚的用这些字眼。
All right, number three, ask the Lord.
第三就是要询问上帝。
When you are doing Bible studies,
当你在查经的时候
there's a temptation
有一个诱惑
that when a person asks a question, you simply respond to them and give them an answer from your own mouth.
当一个人问你的问题时，你很容易的就自然的就从自己的口中给他们答案。
Discussion with a person will never satisfy their answer.
与那个人讨论永远不会满足他们的问题。
But always, always, always point them back to the Bible.
一直的要指他们回到圣经。
When they have that question, I say to them, you know, that's a great question.
当他们有这个问题的时候，我就说这是一个好问题。
I'm glad you shared that with me.
我很高兴你与我分享。
Our, as Christians, our rule of faith should be the Bible only.
身为基督徒，我们的唯一信心的这个原则就是圣经。
Let's look at the Bible together and see what God has to say.
我们一起看看圣经，看看上帝有什么话说。
So whenever people have questions,
所以当每次有人有这问题的时候
，always take them to the Bible.
总是要带领他们到圣经。
Because it's the Bible that has the authority, not you.
我唯独圣经有这个权利，而不是你。
Does that make sense?
了解吗？
And we talked about this before. If they have a question on something you haven't covered yet, let them know you'll have a whole study on it coming up.
我曾经说过，当他们有一个问题是关于你到未来的查经课程的，你是刚才说我未来有这个查经课程，我们将会查到。
Another option is to have them do their own research.
另一个方法就是叫他们自己来研究。
Here's the principle for that.
这是一个原则。
You don't want people in your Bible studies to become dependent upon you.
查经的时候，你不要他们完全的依赖你。
That's very dangerous.
是非常危险的。
Because instead of depending upon God for their answers, who are they looking to?
如果他们不依赖上帝寻找答案，他们是依赖谁呢？
They're looking to you.
他们在依赖你。
And what happens if you leave, if you move away?
如果当你离开，当你搬家的时候怎么办？
Then that person is right back where they started.
那这人就回到原点。
Because they don't know how to search the Bible for themselves.
他们不知道如何自己研究圣经。
Teach them how to study.
教他们如何研究。
Show them how to use a concordance.
教他们看如何用这些圣经的软件。
Show them how to research these answers for themselves.
能够自己研究出这些答案。
It's okay if you help them with the answer.
当然，你帮助他们得到答案是能够的。
But they shouldn't always depend upon you.
但是不要让他们一直一直的依赖你。
Does that make sense?
了解吗？
You want people to grow for themselves.
你要他们自己的成长。
All right, a good soul winner will know the difference between a genuine question and common excuses.
一个很好的布道家会很容易的分别这些好的问题还有 不好的借口。
Many people will ask a question. In reality, they know the answer, but they're trying to give you an excuse about why they don't have or they can't do it.
很多人问你问题，其实是要自己，他们知道答案，但是他们要找借口。发现自己为自己所做的事情找借口。
Someone may say something like this.
可能他们这样子说。
Well, I just don't think that God's going to send me to hell for working one day a year on the Sabbath.
我觉得是我每年只工作一个安息日，我觉得上帝不会这样就派我去地狱啊。
Or I just don't see how God would make me be lost for eating a piece of pork.
或者是我不认为上帝会因为我吃一块猪肉就把我送去地狱。
Or I just can't see how God would think that jewelry is that big of a deal.
我也看不出为什么上帝会认为首饰是这么大的一件事啊。
I just don't see it.
我真的不了解。
So I asked them a series of questions.
所以我就他们一些问题。
I'll say, let me ask you something.
我就问你一个问题。
Is this the only reason you are not willing to keep the Sabbath?
你不愿意守安息日是不是这个唯一的原因？
Because maybe you have to work.
你可能你需要工作。
And sometimes people will say yes.
有些人说对啊，就是唯一的原因。
But you see, they throw objections out there because they are convicted about it, that they know it's right, but yet in their heart they can't commit to do it because they have this problem.
但是你说他们提出这反对，是因为他们被说服了，但是他们知道他们有这问题，他们不知道如何克服。
So then I often ask them this.
所以我就问他们这个问题。
I say, if this issue was not a problem,
如果这个问题不再是问题，
let's suppose that your boss is willing to give you the Sabbath off.
可能你的老板愿意让你在这安息日请假。
Would you then be willing to keep the Sabbath?
你这样你就愿意守安息日了吗？
And go to church and follow Jesus.
然后就去教会跟随耶稣。
Sometimes people say yes.
有些人说是的。
If this wasn't a problem, I would.
如果这不是问题的话，我会。
You see, they're afraid.
因为你看他们害怕。
Because they need to provide for their family.
因为他们要为这家庭供应。
They need to make a living.
他们要生活。
And they're afraid if they go against that, they may lose their job, and then what would they do?
他们害怕如果他们对抗他们工作的环境的话，他们可能会失去工作，而且他们就没有钱了。
But they need to learn how to trust the Lord.
他们要学习如何相信主。
And so you, if that's the problem, then you pray with them and you help them work through that.
所以如果这是问题的话，你要帮助他们解决这问题，然后为他们祷告。
But sometimes they have to take a step of faith.
有时候他们要踏出这信心的一步。
It's very, very challenging for some people.
对有些人来说是非常有挑战性。
And they may make excuses for you.
他们可能找很多借口。
But if you ask the right questions, you can know exactly what the problem is.
可是如果你问正确的问题的话，你会察觉到真正的这个问题所在。
Sometimes I see, I go with some evangelists at times.
有时候我和一些布道家一起去。
And they're inexperienced.
他们可能没有经验。
And I go into a visit with them.
所以我就和他们一起探访。
And they talk for 1.5 hours.
他们讲了一个小时半的话。
And they don't know how to get to the point.
他们不了解如何到重点。
But if you know how to ask the right questions, you can get to the point in 5 minutes and solve the problem.
但是如果你知道怎么问正确的问题的话，你五分钟内就能问到正确的问题，然后你能解决问题。
It's all about knowing what to say.
是要知道要说什么话。
Sometimes people will be hanging on to one little issue.
有些人就一直缠绕这一个小小的问题。
I don't think it's a big deal for me to wear these little bitty earrings.
我觉得穿这些小小耳环不是什么一大回事。
Or for many, some charismatic Christians, they say,What's the big deal about speaking in tongues?
所以有些基督教说，我说这些方言有什么坏处呢？
They often believe in every other truth.
他们相信的是其所有的真理。
They believe the Sabbath.
他们相信安息日。
They believe baptism. They believe the true church. Everything.
他们相信洗礼，他们相信真正的教会，他们什么都相信。
But there's always this one little issue for them.
但是对他们来说，每次有这个小小的问题。
And so I say to them.
我就对他们说。
Don't you think if you've come this far?
如果你已经来到了这么远了。
I mean, look at all the things that you've overcome.
看看你克服的这些东西。
Look at all the truth that you've learned.
看看你所接受、你所学习的这么多真理。
Don't you think that the devil would try to get you on one little issue like this?
你觉得魔鬼不会 不会让你一直的想这小小事吗？
What do they say?
他们会说什么呢？
They say, yeah.
他们说，对啊。
I think you're right.
我觉得你说的是对的。
If God wants me to give this up, I'm going to give it up.
如果上帝要我放弃这件事，我就得放弃。
And many times they do.
很多时候他们会放弃。
There's a great Bible text for this.
有很好的圣经章节。
Let me share this with you.
让我与你分享。
Because I've shared this with text with people many, many times.
And因为我很多次与人分享这个章节
and it has brought them to make a decision for God.
可以让他们能够为上帝做决定
Book of Galatians chapter 5
加拉太书第五章
Galatians 5
加拉太书第五章
This is a great text.
这是非常好的章节
In fact, when I was in Ukraine, I used this text about 10 times and people came to the Lord through this one Bible text.
我在乌克兰我可能用上了十遍而且人们就是因为这个章节而来到主的面前。
Galatians 5:7
五章第七节
says you ran well.
你们向来跑得好。
Who hindered you from obeying the truth?
有谁拦阻你叫你们不顺从真理呢？
In other words, you ran a good race.
你跑得很好啊。
What's preventing you from finishing the race?
什么在阻拦你？
From going all the way with Jesus.
让你不达到终点呢?
What's preventing you from making a full surrender to Him?
什么在阻止你不要完全的献身于他呢?
Then I read verse 8.
然后我就读第八节。
It says, this persuasion does not come from Him who calls you.
这样的劝导不是出于那招你们的。
So then I asked them the question, who's calling you?
所以我就问他们是谁招你呢?
Jesus is calling you, right?
耶稣在招你对吗?
And I say, if Jesus is calling you,
我说如果耶稣在招你,
and there's opposition in the way,
而有这个对抗与这种反抗,
who is creating that opposition for
谁在这为你制造这反抗呢?
Who's creating that obstacle?
谁在制造这障碍呢?
And what do they say?
他们就是说, 谁会说谁呢?
The devil.
就说魔鬼对吗?
Then I ask them the question.
然后我就问他们这问题。
You have to make a decision.
你需要做出这决定。
Whose voice are you going to follow today?
你今日要跟随跟从谁的声音?
You ran well, you're almost there.
你一向跑得好,你几乎要到终点了。
Why not go all the way with Jesus?
为何不与耶稣一同的一起的完成这个赛跑呢?
Obey his voice, not the voice of the enemy.
听从他的声音不是敌人的声音。
Won't you make that decision to follow Christ?
你不会做出这决定来跟随耶稣吗?
Surrender this issue to him.
把这个事项交给他。
How can a person say no to that?
一个人如何对这样的话说不呢?
I'm just asking them to follow Christ.
我只是要叫你们跟随耶稣。
Now sometimes people do say no.
当然有时候有些人说不要。
But not without a struggle.
但是通常是要有一番挣扎后。
It's a powerful text.
所以是一个非常好的章节。
All right, number four.
第四个原则。
I mentioned this, answer the objection from the Bible.
从圣经里回答他们的这些反对。
Sometimes you may not know the answer.
比如说你不知道这个答案。
And I already told you what you can say for that.
我已经跟你们说如何回答了。
You just say, I don't know.
只要说我不知道。
But let me give you another thing.
让我给你另外方法。
I bounce the question back to them.
我把问题问回他们。
Because sometimes I'll be studying with somebody.
我有时候我与别人查经的时候
And they'll say something like,
他们可能说
What do you believe about speaking in tongues?
你对这说方言有什么看法呢?
Or what do you believe about the rapture?
你对这个秘密提升有什么看法呢?
And I know they're trying to set me up for an argument.
我知道他们要让我与他们辩论。
And I say, you know, that's a great question.
我就说这是一个很好的问题。
What do you think?
你觉得怎样呢?
What have you heard?
你听说的是什么呢?
Right?
对吗?
I let them answer.
我让他们回答。
Then they answer me.
他们回答的时候。
And I know what they believe about it, and I know how to answer them.
我知道他们相信什么是什么，我就知道如何回答他们。
If they are against that thing, then I know how to talk to them about it.
如果他们反对这件事，我就知道如何和他们解释。
If they are in favor of it, then I need to talk to them differently.
如果他们同意的话，我就要需要想另一个方法如何解释。
And I often leave those difficult issues until the last, like speaking in tongues, jewelry, those kind of things.
很多时候，这种最困难的问题，我会留到最后才解释。
And so you got to be careful how you answer. Jesus said, "Be wise as serpents, harmless as doves."
所以圣经说你要有智慧如这个蛇，但是你要像鸽子一样是毫无杀伤力的。
Sometimes I'm talking with people.
所以有时候我与别人交谈,
Maybe I've just studied the Sabbath with them.
可能我与他们研究安息日,
and they accept it.
他们接受了,
but then they go back to their own church.
但是他们回到自己的教会的时候,
and when we meet again, they tell me something like this.
他们再一次, 遇见对方的时候,
they say, oh, my pastor, I told my pastor about the Sabbath, and he totally disagrees with you.
他说,
my family members said, we don't need to keep the Sabbath anymore.
我的家人说,
what's the natural response?
自然的反应是什么呢?
Well, your pastor is what?
你的牧师是谁啊?
He's wrong. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's not using the Bible to tell you this.
你的牧师错了,他没有用圣经来回答你。
That's our natural response, isn't it?
那是我们很自然的反应。
Because we're created to naturally fight with somebody, to defend our truth.
比很多时候我们很愿意去捍卫我们的真理。
Don't mess with me, man. I'll pin you to the wall with so many Bible texts you won't know what to do.
不要跟我玩玩,我会用这些圣经章节把你打倒。
But remember, wise as serpents, harmless as doves.
虽然我们要有智慧,但是我们要不要有杀伤力?
So someone says that to me.
所以当有人这样对我说的时候,
I'll sit back in my seat and I'll say, that's interesting.
我就坐在椅子上,我就说, 非常有趣。
When your pastor said that, how did you respond to him? What did you say?
你的牧师回答你的时候,你如何回应呢?
About 7 out of 10 times, here's what people say.
大概10次中有7个人会这样说,
I told him he was crazy.
我跟他说你神经病,
I showed him all the texts in the Bible where the seventh day is the Sabbath.
我给他看这些圣经章节,安息日是第七日。
And when I got through with him, he didn't know what to say.
然后讲完后,他不知道什么,要说什么,
right?
对吗?
So they will naturally, they've already told them they're wrong.
所以他们其实已经跟那牧师说,那牧师是错的。
But if they initially say that to me, and then I say, oh, your pastor is wrong, he doesn't know what he's talking about, your family's wrong, your parents are wrong, if I say that, what are they going to do?
但是如果一开始就跟他们说,哦,你牧师是错的,你家人是错的,你父母是错的,他们会怎么样?
In America, we say this.
美国人就会这样说,
those are fighting words.
这些是要打架的语言。
You don't talk about my family like that, right?
不可以这样说我的家人,对吗?
And they're ready to fight.
And
so, even if they disagreed with that person, they will defend them to you.
所以如果, 你和那个人不同意的话,他们会,他与那个人不同意, 他还是会帮助那个人,保护那个人。
So be careful how you answer.
所以要小心你如何, 回答。
Does that make sense?
是有道理呢?
Always point them to the Bible.
每次要指他们指向圣经。
If they say my pastor disagreed with you,
如果他们说, 我的牧师与你有这个不同意见,
then say to them, how does what your pastor told you compare with what we studied from the Bible?
你的牧师跟你说的和我们研究的, 这些问题有什么样的比较呢?
And they may say, well, I can see from the Bible where it says this, but my pastor couldn't give me a good answer.
他们可能说, 哦, 我可以看到圣经里如何解答, 但是我牧师没有这样说。
Does that make sense?
有道理吗?
So be wise in how you say it.
所以要说的时候要有智慧。
And then lastly, stay attached to the Lord.
最后要与上帝联系。
It's very important that you pray for that person you're studying with on a daily basis.
要为你的查经学生每天的祷告。
Because the devil is going to be there at every turn trying to pull that person away.
因为每次的, 魔鬼都会想办法 把这个学生从你那里夺走,
pray, pray, pray.
要一直的祷告, 祷告,
that God will protect them.
让上帝保护他们,
I can promise you this.
我可以保证你,
if you do not pray for that person,
如果你不为那个人祷告的话,
the devil will steal away
魔鬼会把他带走,
that seed of truth that you're planting in their hearts.
魔鬼会带走你, 把撒在他心中的这真理的种子。
When I first started in Bible work,
当我一开始做圣经工作的时候,
I had so many people I was studying with.
我有很多人在研究,
and all these people looked very promising to come into the church.
而这些人都看起来很有可能会来到教会。
They were coming right along.
他们就一直的很顺利。
And as a young minister, I neglected to pray for them as I should.
身为年轻的牧师, 我 做错了一件事,就是我忘了为他们祷告。
And it looked like all these people were ready for baptism.
似乎这些人已经预备好来受洗了。
And then right before the time came,
在时机来之前,
guess what happened?
你觉得怎么样?
They all just fell through my fingers.
突然间这些, 本来就像沙从我的手中流出了。
It was like trying to grab sand.
就好像想抓一把沙这样。
It just fell right through.
就直接的流出你手中。
And none of them followed God.
没有一位在跟随上帝了。
Because I neglected to pray for them.
因为我忽略了为他们祷告。
I'm ashamed to even tell you that.
这样子跟你说，我其实感到非常羞耻。
But I've learned many hard lessons since then.
但是当中我学到了很难学的教训。
You must lift these people up in prayer.
你真的要以祷告来提升他们。
So real quickly, review.
所以我们回顾一下。
Number one, always deal kindly and affirmingly with your Bible study.
要与这个查经的学生要给他们 这种肯定，而且要对他们友善。
Agree where possible.
可以的话就跟他们同意。
This is something I actually forgot, so let me mention this.
这是看我忘记讲了，让我讲。
Let's suppose that a person says,
可能一个人说,
in your second Bible study,
在第二个查经班,
oh, I'm so looking forward to the rapture.
哦，他说我很期待你说这个秘密提升。
When Jesus steals people away secretly and they all go to heaven.
Oh, 当耶稣秘密地把他们带走回天国的时候，我非常期待你这样。
Aren't you looking forward to the rapture?
你不会期待这一次的这个秘密提升吗？
What should you say?
你应该如何回应？
Is that the moment to correct them?
你应该当时就帮他们矫正他们吗？
And say the Bible doesn't say there's a secret rapture.
你是说圣经没有说到你这秘密提升？
What's the matter with you?
你神经病啊？
Or they say, I'm so thankful that my loved ones are in heaven looking down upon me now.
我很感谢上帝，他们在天上，我的爱亲人在天上看着我。
Should I say, don't you know the dead know nothing? Your loved ones are not in heaven, they're asleep.
我应该说，你不知道吗？死的人毫无所知，他们已经在睡眠的状态，他们没有在看着你。
Should I say that in my second Bible study?
我第二个查经班就应该立刻说吗？
Not at all.
不应该，对吗？
You may think it's an opportunity to witness.
你可能觉得是一个见证的机会。
But you'll typically destroy it more than you'll save it.
但是很多时候我们会摧毁那个查经，而且不是拯救。
So someone says to me, I look forward to the rapture.
当有人对我说，我很期待提升的到来。
Aren't you looking forward to it?
你不期待吗？
What do I say?
你应该怎么说？
I'm so much looking forward to the day when Jesus comes. What a great day that's going to be.
我非常期待耶稣再来的一天，那将会是一个美好的一天。
Isn't it that easy?
是不是很简单呢？
You'll cover that subject eventually.
我们最后会谈到这一点。
But you want to build confidence in that person.
但是你要在那个人的文里头建立这个信心。
I'm so thankful my loved ones are in heaven looking down on me.
我非常感谢上帝，我亲人在天上看着我。
What would I say?
我会怎么说呢？
I'm so looking forward to the day when we'll all be together in heaven.
我非常期待那一天我们会一起在天国。
Right?
对吗？
That easy.
非常简单的。
Real quickly as we end here.
当我们结束了很快我们再说到。
Repeat what they said in your own words.
要用你自己的话重复他们所说的问题。
Get a commitment from the person if the objection's cleared up. If this was not a problem, would you then be willing to follow Jesus?
要让他们做出一个决定，要让他们做一个献身的决定。如果这不是问题的话，你会献身吗？
Answer their objection from the Bible, not from discussion.
这个问题的答案是来自圣经，而不是从这些讨论中。
And even if they totally disagree with you, always leave the door open for further study.
就算他们完全的不同意的话，还是要让这个。 问题是开放的，让他们能够再去研究。
Never show a bad attitude.
不要给他们看到一个很不好的态度。
All right, real quickly, some common objections.
很快的一些很平常我们会看到的这些反对。
I'm going to run through these real quickly.
很快的我们会看。
Here's what I want to share with you, a principle.
这是我要和你分享的原则。
The more you give Bible studies, you'll discover this thing to be true.
你越给别人查经，你会越觉得这是真实的。
That when you study, most people ask the same questions.
当你查经的时候，你发现很多人会跟你问一样的问题。
And every subject, there's about three or four questions that most people ask.
每个课题都有人问了，常问了30个问题。
95% of all people ask the same question.
95%的人问的问题是一样的。
If you learn the answers to these few questions, you'll know how to answer most every question that someone will ask you.
如果你学习这些问题的这几个问题的答案，你可以回答大多数人的问题。
So you guys thought you had to be smart to give Bible studies, didn't you?
所以你可能觉得你需要很聪明才能给人查经。
But you don't.
但是其实你不需要。
You can give Bible studies to anybody.
你每个人都可以给查经。
All right, real quickly, just a few of them.
所以很简单的可能。
If God is such a God of love, why does He allow so much evil in the world? Why doesn't He stop it?
其中一个反例是，如果上帝是爱的话，为什么世界上有这么多的邪恶？为什么他不阻止呢？
The answer, He is doing something about it.
问答案是，他其实有做东西。
Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音十三章。
Talks about the parable of the sower of the seed.
说到这个撒种的比喻。
And He says, a good man sowed his seed.
他说一个好人撒种。
But then when the plant began to sprout, there were also what?
但是当那个植物开始成长的时候，什么事发生了？
There were weeds, right?
会有这些野草对吗？
What did the farmer say?
这个农耕田的农夫说什么呢？
An enemy has done this.
他说是敌人所做的。
We often are ready to blame God.
我们很多时候要赖上帝。
But we fail to remember that there's also an enemy out there.
但是我们忘记外面还有敌人。
People are so ready to blame God, and that's exactly what the devil wants them to do.
很多人很愿意去赖上帝，去把责任推到上帝那里去，可是他们问题不在上帝那里。
Then I explained to them the great controversy.
我就跟他们解释三个之争。
And that God is a God of love, but there's this big problem in our world.
上帝是爱的上帝，但是我们世界有这样的问题。
But God is seeking to solve the problem. He's fixing it.
是上帝要解决这问题，他正在解决。
He gave His Son when we had no hope.
我们没有希望的时候，他给了他的儿子。
And He has made a way for us to be restored.
他也给我们一个道路，让我们恢复。
And one day soon, this great controversy is going to come to an end.
有一天，这三个之争会来到一个结束。
And God's character will also be restored.
而上帝的品格将会被恢复。
And then every wrong will be made right.
每一个错误都会被改正。
There's more of an answer, but we don't have time.
答案有更详细的答案，但是我们没有什么时间了。
How can I know that the Bible is truly the actual word of God? It can be trusted.
我们说我们怎么知道圣经可以被相信为上帝真正的话语
There are many evidences and many of them I'm going to share with you in a future class.
有很多证据而我下一个课程其他的课程会跟你分享
There's prophecy, archaeology, changed lives, science, there's many different things.
预言啊考古学啊科学啊改变了的生命啊等等
So I'll share that with you soon.
所以我很快会跟你们解释
2 Timothy 3:16 says all scripture is given by inspiration of God.
提摩太后书三章十六节说所有的圣经都是由上帝所默示
So the whole Bible is inspired, not just parts of it.
所以整个圣经都是受上帝所默示
All right, I'm going to slip to the next one here.
所以我们可能到另一个反对。
People I know say that Adventists get all their teachings from Ellen White rather than the Bible. Is that true?
我听说福音信徒的教导是从怀斯姆来，而不是从圣经来的，是真实的吗
？Have you ever heard people say that?
你有听过人们问这样的问题吗
？Is it true? Yes or no?
是真的吗
？Let me share something with you.
我与你分享一件事。
Every single one of our 28 fundamental doctrines can be found from the Bible and the Bible only.
我们28个基本信仰唯独靠圣经也能解释只是靠圣经就能解释
Ellen White's writings do not dictate our doctrines The Bible does
怀斯姆的著作不会指导我们的就是不会告诉我们的基本信仰是什么
So often people ask this question late in my Bible in the series of Bible studies
可能在我刚刚查经过了一段时间后他们就会问这个问题
Or late in the evangelistic series
或者在布道会的最后几堂
So this is what I say to them
所以我就这样对他们说
I say of all the things that we've studied in our series we've had like 25 Bible studies
我们说可能我们查了25堂这个查经课
Of all the things we've studied how many times have you heard me say Ellen White says
我们查经的时候你有曾经听我说过怀斯姆这样说吗
And what do they say
他们会说什么
Not once.
没有一次，对吗？
I said everything we believe comes from the Bible.
我说我们所相信的都是来自于这个圣经。
But we believe that this woman was inspired and that her writings help support what the Bible already teaches.
我们相信的是怀斯姆是神所默示，让他写一些指导，让我来帮助我们更了解圣经。
So we believe in the Bible only is the inspired word of God.
所以我们相信圣经是上帝所默示的话。
It's a false rumor.
我们的教导从全部都是从怀斯姆来的，是一个错误的教导。
One more question I often get.
而很长时间你都会听到的。
Adventists are a cult. They don't believe like other Christians.
就是布林信徒是个邪教，他们不相信，他们不像其他基督徒一样。
Have you heard that before?
你听说过吗？
When people say that to me, I start laughing. I really do.
当别人这样说的时候，我就开始笑。我真的开始笑了。
And then I simply ask them a question.
我就以一个问题来回答。
Could you tell me all the reasons why you think Adventists are a cult?
可以告诉我为什么你认为福音信徒是个邪教呢？
And I gotta be honest with you.
我要跟你诚实的说。
No one has ever been able to give me an answer.
没有人能够回答我。
Ever.
曾经没有人回答过。
Why do people say Adventists are a cult?
为什么人们说福音信徒是邪教呢？
Because it's something that somebody told them.
可能是别人跟他们说的。
Where did that person hear it?
那个人是从谁听来的？
Someone else told them.
可能另外一个人跟他们说的。
And someone else told them.
另外一个人告诉那个另外一个人。
But people never have a reason why we're a cult.
很多时候他们没有理由说我们是邪教。
The truth is that many...denominations recognize that Adventist teachings come more from the Bible than any other place.
很多时候是其他的
than any other church.
其他的基督教都认为福音信徒的教导是从圣经来的，而且多过于很多的教会。
Even Catholics say if you want to go by the Bible and the Bible only, you should become a Seventh-day Adventist.
只是天主教他们自己说。如果你要只是要跟从圣经，而且圣经而已的话，你就要变成福音信徒了。
Adventists are people of the book, amen.
福音信徒是圣经的学生，对吗
？And we are not a cult.
我们不是邪教。
We are disciples of Christ.
我们是基督的门徒。
We are God's last generation.
我们是上帝末世的子民。
His last day church.
他末世的教会，对吗
？Never let anyone convince you that you're a cult.
不要让别人说服你，你是个教
邪教。There is no evidence for that.
因为根本没有证据，对吗？
I hope that this has been helpful for you.
希望这个对你有帮助。
Take these principles.
拿这些原则。
And when people ask you questions, you will know how to better answer them.
当别人问你问题的时候，你会能够更好的解释。
How many of you feel like you're ready to face the challenge?
你们谁认为你们已经做好准备来做这个挑战了？
Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's pray together.
很好，让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you so much today.
天父，我们如此的感谢你。
For the great joy that we have in you.
我们在你里头有这喜乐。
We can have confidence as people approach us with their questions.
当别人有问题来问我们的时候，我们能够有这信心。
It's just an opportunity to lead them more to you.
是能够有个机会来更加引导他们向你。
May you continue to be with us.
让你继续与我们同在。
As we live our lives for you and share with others.
当我们为你而活而与别人分享你的爱。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
Amen.